Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth devil has set them free. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Accommodation, now that's making concessions to a situation or a demand usually thought to be unpleasant. Now, accommodation will invariably be followed by acclimation. That's becoming accustomed to the unpleasant circumstance imposed upon you. You're getting to a point where you accept the concessions you've made and learn to live comfortably with them. And these two phases will often devolve into affirmation, where you really begin affirming the concessions as justifiable. You end up, well, if you're not careful, switching sides, as it were. Now, there's a natural and beneficial application of this. Becky and I packed our pug and our cold weather clothing and headed to Oregon for a prayer and fasting conference with Pastor Peel at Victory Baptist Church in Bend. We accommodated the unpleasant cold weather by layering our clothing and wrapping ourselves in heavy coats and scarves. After a few days, however, we had acclimated. We became accustomed to the weather and we began shedding the scarves and heavy coats. I must say we never got to the place where we began arguing for the benefits of cold weather, but given time, I suppose we would. At first, we accommodate government demands, you know, that we all wear a mask, for example, stand 6 feet apart. And those of us who looked into it were curious right from the beginning because, we knew that Western science had always consistently dismissed these measures as being worthless to make any difference in the spread of a virus. Remember, Fauci said masks don't protect from something so small as a virus particle. That is, until he decided he wanted to use fear-mongering and oppression to drive people to take the jab and make him and his buddies in Big Pharma really, really rich, among other things, like hiding from his culpability for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans, not to mention the blood on his hands of multiple thousands around the world who died because of his interference and refusal to heed the calls of hundreds of real immunologists and virologists and Nobel Prize-winning experts like Malone in these fields who cried out warnings about these vaccines, like the Barrington Declaration and so on, and these onerous COVID restrictions. But at first, we accommodated the masks, the distancing, the church closures, or many did, and all this, even when the elites pushing this on us were violating their own policies. We went along, and after a while, many began to acclimate to these policies and to become comfortable adopting them into their life routines, adapting themselves to them. And many actually argue vehemently now for the efficacy of these policies, even though they know the people who advocated for them ignore them. Maybe we've got some Stockholm syndrome at work here. We have been accommodating so much darkness in our culture. We have become acclimated to it and even affirm it. But it appears the devil has pushed too hard and people are waking up. I hear a voice from heaven speaking, quote, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe, Romans 13:11. Something to think about. Great news on the abortion front. The Supreme Court upheld Texas abortion law has reduced abortions in Texas by over 60% already. A memo circulated in the Trump's White House advised him to use the National Security Agency, NSA, to prove foreign interference in the 2020 election. I found the story in a Stars and Stripes article, and it's very revealing, preparing us for the big election steal reveal that's coming soon. A little MDM, misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, to divert attention from what they all know over there on the left will soon be revealed about how Biden and the Dems stole 2020. Perhaps this is why Putin and the Biden admin are conspiring together to launch a war in Ukraine, eh? A kind of a Clintonian diversion, a Biden Serbia kind of thing. Anyway, Biden's DHS, Department of Homeland Security, proposes additional guidelines regarding domestic terrorism concerns, and you are not going to believe what they're trying to pull now. Or rather, for most of you, in my audience anyway, you knew this was coming. Well, now here it is. What? We gotta wait for it. Why are blue states lifting mask mandates but leaving them in place for our school children? Speaking of government schools' abuse of our children, wait till you hear what they're teaching 8th graders in Connecticut government schools. Fauci science versus true science. Ha! It's Fauci versus God, and well, of course, God wins. Well, Fauci's pushing for a fourth booster, Rand Paul slams him with a truth bomb. Hey, nature gave you a booster. It's called natural immunity. What's going on with these needle-happy vaccine pushers? I understand the Biden administration wants to provide government-issued safe smoking kits. That one spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services said would include free pipes for crack and meth heads. A little gift from Hunter, perhaps. Daddy moves to provide crack pipes to all his crack and meth user buddies in the United States. Friends, I don't know how much of this I'll get through today, but you can always join our evening visits. Go to Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California Facebook page and join our Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. Okay, my friends, it's time. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Let's talk about the February 3rd article published in Stars and Stripes that tells of a memo that was circulating in Trump's White House advising him to use the National Security Agency, the NSA, to prove foreign interference in the 2020 election. Now, I found this particularly interesting because very early after it all became apparent that the Dems, Rhinos, and deep state traitors conspired together to steal the 2020 election, a rumor surfaced among those claiming to have this or that connection to intelligence circles. And when a rumor like that surfaces, if it stays afloat a while, I give it some attention. But this rumor claimed that Trump, whom we know anticipated an effort to steal the election was afoot, actually tasked the Space Force to deploy their resources to watch for foreign interference in our election, and that they caught them in the act, and that Trump has the receipts, as they say, the smoking gun proof that China, Italy, Rome, Spain, Serbia, Germany, and some others did, in fact, participate in a massive scheme to steal the 2020 election. Supposedly, they had hard evidence that the CCP supplied fake ballots and hacked into the Dominion machines to manipulate the votes, corroborated by the efforts on the domestic side to provide cover for all of that. Anyway, I've been tracking this, air quotes, intel, almost from the very beginning, but wasn't willing really to go strong out in public with it or commit myself either in support or in denial of the allegations. I've stayed with information that I think is either clearly proved, like, you know, we know the big tech and big business conspired together to control information and to take the election for Biden. One of their own wrote an article soon after the election virtually admitting that. And this collusion is illustrated by the infusion of Soros and Zuckerberg money to buy influence over election officials and key attorneys general and district attorneys and so many governors like Kemp and Raffensperger. These are only examples, by the way, like how they cast the Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation, which was a lie, and we all know it now, and shut down any information contrary to the deep state narrative. And, you know, I'd also like the proven fact that Dominion machines are internet capable and can be hacked, that they have a feature allowing for something described as fractionalized voting and all this, or information that is so highly probable that I'm willing to put it out there with certain caveats and qualifications. But now, this Stars and Stripes article, I see it as the first open declaration from the traitors, that, or some among them, that strongly suggests there is some truth to the erstwhile conspiracy theory. How many conspiracy theories have already become actual events in history? I mean, it's become a joke, right? Conspiracy theories a year ago are facts of life today. Or even what was dismissed as a conspiracy theory 6 months ago turns out to be real life today. This Stars and Stripes article is very revealing. You can find it here, and I have the link in my notes. I read through it and noticed it stipulates directly that such a memo existed that advised President Trump to deploy the assets of the NSA to comb through the internet data, data to get proof of foreign interference on behalf of Biden in our 2020 election. Now, you see, this implicitly proves that there was belief in the Trump administration that such proof existed. Furthermore, the article stipulates that the NSA has such capabilities. I mean, it could comb through existing data and find such evidence. The article argues that the legality of doing so is what is in question, not the capability or the very real possibility that such evidence exists. When you have handled this sort of government speak for as long as I have, you do begin to develop an ear for what they're saying. From this article, I get the impression that the evidence of foreign interference is known to exist, and that the NSA, and therefore also the assets of Space Force, have the capability to produce that evidence. And it raises the question of whether this article is written at this auspicious time to get ahead of the story these traitors know or have reason to believe is soon to break. We also know that our government is not above initiating some false flag event to serve as a political distraction, you know, to absorb the attention of the American people on something so that they will not notice or care about a revelation like the one we're talking about right now. And it will provide the media something to talk about so they don't have to talk about this. The revelation that, in fact, the deep state Dems and what Rush called the country club Republicans combined together into what I like to call the Aristos, did indeed collaborate with the CCP and other globalist operatives to steal the 2020 election and put their Manchurian candidate into the office of president. I've linked the article to my show notes, and you can download them at brainmassage.net and go to show number 868. And by the way, if the article is scrubbed from the internet, I have a PDF copy that I can send to you if you use the Contact Us button on our site to send requests for it via email. Read the article and tell me what you think. I think it reads like propaganda, written in advance of intel they know is about to become public and written in order to shape the narrative and save the coup. Preparing us for the big election steal reveal coming soon. A little MDM of their own, you know, misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, more on that later. To divert attention from damning revelations of how they stole 2020. Perhaps this is why Putin and Biden administrations are conspiring together, to start a war in Ukraine? Biden has come out and told us that Putin has decided to attack. Interesting. Meanwhile, we need to prepare for Biden's plan to attack Americans. Oh, yeah. Hold on to the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back.
God's people face a critical battle for America. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. If that happens, everyone loses, because freedom loses. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Biden's DHS, Department of Homeland Security, proposes additional guidelines regarding domestic terrorism concerns. They have published a statement that virtually declares anyone who speaks against Biden and his administration or against their narrative on COVID is a domestic terrorist. You think I'm kidding? Well, here's a link to the DHS government document from the government website itself, you know, that literally identifies as acts of domestic terrorism, quote, the proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions, end quote. Now, this is followed by a chilling example. Quote, for example, there is widespread online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding unsubstantiated widespread election fraud and COVID-19, end quote. Now, folks, they then support the claim with the statement, quote, grievances associated with these themes inspired violent extremist attacks during 2021, end quote, and they're probably pointing to January 6th, not to the summer of love. Now, we have all had experience with how false or misleading narratives are defined or identified by the government social media platforms and their government handlers. Anything you say that contradicts the government-established narrative is deemed automatically false and misleading. This is Nazism 101. I mean, put a Hitler stash on the Biden lip, click your heels, and say, Heil Biden. To make sure you get it, in case you do not fetch my notes and follow the link I provide there to this government Department of Homeland Security page titled Summary of Terrorism Threat to the U.S. Homeland. That has a sort of ring to it, don't you think? Kind of like Der Bidenland. Führer Biden comforts his children saying, we're all going to get through this. Yeah, it makes it all better. It makes all the inflation go away. Okay, so here's the summary paragraph at the beginning of the page. The DHS page, the official government page, the summary statement of the Biden government explaining their assessment of terrorist threat to the homeland. Quote, the United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of mis, dis, and malinformation. MDM. Introduced and/or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction, to sow discord, and undermine public trust in government institutions to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence. Mass casualty attacks and other acts of targeted violence conducted by lone offenders and small groups acting in furtherance of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances pose an ongoing threat to the nation. While the conditions underlying the heightened threat landscape have not significantly changed over the last year, the convergence of the following factors has increased the volatility, unpredictability, and complexity of the threat environment. 1. The proliferation of false or misleading narratives, which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. 2. Continued calls for violence directed at U.S. critical infrastructure, soft targets, and mass gatherings, faith-based institutions such as churches, synagogues, and mosques, institutions of higher education, racial and religious minorities, government facilities and personnel, including law enforcement and the military, the media and perceived ideological opponents, and 3. Calls by foreign terrorist organizations for attacks on the United States based on recent events. End quote. Now, all of this last stuff here is coming from lefties, crazies, nut jobs, and Muslim jihad-headed fascists and so on. But you're right. But they're not applying it there. They're applying it to people who speak out against the government and who speak contrary to the government's narrative on the COVID thing. And you are probably thinking along the lines that I am. And yet none of this applies to the BLM Antifa riots during Jenny's Summer of Love, that Seattle mayor, Jenny Durkin, when Antifa literally occupied the city's east police precinct, cordoned off a few blocks of the city, declared it Chaz, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Remember that? Declared it, seceded from the city and state of Washington, set armed guards around it, checked IDs before allowing entrance, killed civilians, destroyed millions in property, burning buildings, police cars, and business disruption that cost people their livelihoods. Yeah, and they killed people too, by the way. None of this was called terrorism. But if you express an opinion about Biden or his administration or about COVID that the government does not approve of, you're likely to be branded a terrorist. How long are we going to accommodate this nonsense? Will you finally become acclimated to social fascism? Will you tolerate, that is, accommodate your local businesses, cooperating with government and facilitating fascism in our country? Will you give them a pass for becoming the enforcing arm of unconstitutional government policy overreach, like mask mandates and vaccine mandates? You know the government cannot enforce a mask or a vaccine mandate on you. It's contrary to the Constitution. The courts have already established this. The health departments of our cities and counties do not have the authority to make laws or to enact them. Only our legislature can do that. A government mandate is not a law. And when your local businesses impose on you these government policies, fascist policies, they're conceding to fascism. A system of government where business is co-opted by them to enforce public policy upon the people. It's all in the spirit of you can't buy or sell unless you wear the government mark on your right hand or forehead. You know, it's in that same spirit. Take your business away from these fascist managers and businesses. Go local. If you accommodate this, you will become acclimated to fascism. And in order to avoid taking a hard stand against these injustices, you'll start affirming. You'll go into the affirmation phase, and then you're gone, man. Don't let it happen. You become the enemy of liberty, the enemy of freedom, the enemy of our Constitution. You will have forfeited freedom for your children and theirs. Now, I don't see that coming from an audience like mine, but you've got friends that where you know this shoe fits. Stand, or you will kneel. Why are blue states lifting mask mandates, but leaving them in place for our school children? The science tells us the children are least vulnerable to serious injury from the virus. The science tells us masks do not work. The virion, a virus particle, is 125 nanometers in diameter, but the pores of your cloth mask are typically anywhere from 700 to 1200 nanometers in diameter. Now, nanometer is a very small thing. You can't even see it, but you get the comparison here. So now, everyone admits the cloth mask doesn't protect you. They've had to. The pressure of truth has just built up until the lie collapsed. Well, the same thing is going to happen with this idea that these so-called surgical masks are going to protect you. The pore size of your so-called surgical mask is 300 nanometers, almost three times the size of the virus particle. The virus particle blows through your mask both ways as easily as a bee flies through the openings of a chain-link fence. The so-called scientific studies that prove the efficacy of surgical masks are phony. Read them carefully. They do a shell game with words. When they talk about the surgical masks blocking anything, you'll notice they start talking about droplets, the droplets that carry the virus, not the virus particle. So the mask catches a droplet. Well, well. Actually, scientists in Japan have identified what are called micro droplets, yeah, that are not blocked by any cloth or standard surgical mask. But anyway, the droplets evaporate almost immediately upon expulsion. The environments in which these masks are shown to catch droplets does not fairly replicate real-life scenarios. Depending on it, look, you got humidity issues and heat issues, all this stuff. Just so many variables here. The droplet will evaporate within seconds, leaving the virus particle free to fly freely into your lungs or to aerosolize and float about for, I think I read, up to an hour. Some say like a whole day and stuff like that, but there's questions about that, depending on air currents, wind velocity, all kinds of stuff. Western science has always held that masks are not a viable public mitigation strategy for controlling the spread of a virus unless you wear the N95, which no one can wear and live long. Doctors themselves can't stand these things. They wear them for maybe an hour, at the most 2 hours, if they're really acclimated to it. Har har. And science has always recognized the importance of early intervention, giving trained physicians the liberty to use their training to help their patients. Real science has always understood the greater efficacy of natural immunity, and not one modern scientific study has presented any evidence contrary to what we have known for decades now. This is a sham and a shame on the American medical establishment and upon the American people for accommodating these liars and letting Big Pharma line their pockets with, what did I read recently? Over 100 billion dollars in profit so far. So some of these blue states like New York are lifting the mask mandate under pressure from the people, but they continue to bear down on the children? Why do they think they own the children? They want to keep the children strapped in with these masks. Any teacher so uninformed and full of fear or full of the spirit of contempt of oppression, they must hate the children they're charged to teach. The entire government education program needs to collapse and give the parents the right to choose. And finally, speaking of government schools' abuse of our children, eighth graders in Connecticut in the Enfield School District are being treated to a little holdover Pizzagate trivia game. Quote from Blaze News, eighth grade students in Connecticut were given a sex ed assignment asking them to pick pizza toppings describing their sexual likes and dislikes. For example, olive stood for giving oral, according to Parents Defending Education, end quote. Now, perhaps what is even more disturbing, you know, on a certain level, is the fact that the school district officials said, effectively, to the parents raising questions about this, oops, quote, the assignment was posted by mistake, end quote. Excuse me? This happened at the Enfield School District, and parents showed up at the school board meeting to raise objections. The school superintendent explained that they, quote, sent the wrong document, end quote. What do you want to bet, someone asked, what was that staff person doing with such a document anyway? What was the document? It was clearly a lesson prepared for students. And this lesson, after explaining how pizza is used as a metaphor for sex, the lesson instructs students, quote, now that you know this metaphor for sex, let's explore your preferences. Draw and color your favorite type of pizza, end quote. It offered some examples to get the students started on their assignment. Quote, here are some examples. Likes, cheese equals kissing, and olives equal giving oral, end quote. Can you believe this? The superintendent of the school thinks, explaining that this officially prepared sex ed lesson was posted by accident. He thinks that explains it all away? Are you kidding me? That indicts him. It tells us, oops, we let it out of the bag. Oops, we didn't mean to let you know what we've been doing. And I've got to close. Friends, don't accommodate foolish mandates. Don't encourage oppressors. What you accommodate today, you'll acclimate to tomorrow. Yielding to tyrants only makes them stronger, and the stronger they get, the more they will oppress. Bullies never back off. And I gotta tell you, I punch them straight in the nose. My dad taught me that. Good for the Canucks. Trudeau's nose is bleeding, and I'm speaking metaphors here, in case anyone there at Homeland Security is interested. I'll be from town this Sunday, but back in my pulpit Wednesday. Then it looks like I'll have a run of 10 weeks being at home in my pulpit. Thank God, looking forward to that. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see that they are on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. Also, you can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Call 805-314-2114. That's 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
God's people face a critical battle for America. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. If that happens, everyone loses, because freedom loses. Go to GodsWar2020.com.